This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, okay, yeah, right.
Sports Radio 910 The Fan.
Oh, now this is more like it.
There you go.
It's time for sports.
It's time for MP on the mic.
All right, listen up, class.
MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Love our Flying Squirrels relationship. We play the games all summer long. Alas, that time has come to a close. There is no more Squirrels baseball this season. Time to wrap it all up. What a season it was. I think we should smash that Flying Squirrels sounder one last time before we welcome on our guy Trey Wilson. Trey Wilson, voice of the Richmond Flying Squirrels, joins us for one final Tuesdays with Trey. What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on? Just settling into the non-baseball season. It's weird not having a game today.
What does a baseball guy do when there's no, like, obviously there's baseball to watch, but when you don't have a game to call, like, is that, how's that adjustment?
The first week is a little weird, and then I start doing normal life things, and it gets nice for a while. So, this week will be a little strange, but then I'll get home every day at like 6 o'clock before the sun goes down until the sun is down at that time. And then, I'll have weekends again, and it's kind of nice. I love baseball, and I'll be excited when it gets back in April. But, this season in particular, I'm ready for a break.
That's how I always felt with the Commanders seasons, and many of them didn't end spectacularly, and it was a long, grueling slog to the finish line. That's a different story for a different time. But I love football season, and I loved it, and I loved it not being football season for a little while as well. And then because of that, you love it when it comes back around, you're on that next phase of learning to love it again, so that when we get back in April, I believe it will be the farewell season at the Diamond. We need you at full capacity.
Yeah, that's the thought, right? So, next year, I'm excited for it. I will be very ready when April gets here. But for now, relaxing. And thinking back on the 2024 season that was and some of the things about it that wasn't.
Trey Wilson, voice of the Richmond Flying Squirrels, joins us, wrapping up the Squirrels season. We love having them right here on 910 The Fan throughout the year. Any players you want to shout out in particular as having maybe memorable seasons or memorable moments along the way?
There were some pretty good players that came through this year. We saw two guys from this year's roster reach the major leagues, Hayden Birdsong and Grant McCray. Overall, we saw 13 Flying Squirrels alumni make their big league debuts this year. That's a new record. So that's 23 in the last 2 years. There've been former Flying Squirrels players been getting up to the big leagues at a record pace here over the last few years. So that is a good sign, and that is a good thing. This year, our team MVP was Carter Howell. We had an interview with him on the pregame show last week near the end of the week, and one of the things that he said was, he talked about being consistent and never had a week that was going to like get him named Eastern League Player of the Week, but he never had a slump either. He was just so consistently good all season, never did anything crazy spectacular, just a really solid player. And sometimes that's kind of hard to find, somebody who can do that straight through from April to September. And he's a non-drafted free agent out of non-D1 college in the Dakotas and really put himself on the map this year. I think that he's a guy worth talking about. And then, of course, at the end of the season, we had a guy that everybody was already talking about, and Bryce Eldridge, who came through town like a blur, and hopefully we'll see him back in April. But I think that when we look back on 2024 and the Flying Squirrels, we're going to remember that first week of Bryce Eldridge in Richmond. And he's a guy that's got a lot of potential to go on to be one of the next big major league stars. He's a kid that when he was in high school, the Washington Post referred to him as the American Ohtani. And
okay.
Here he is. You know, he's not pitching now. He's just hitting, but the bat's so good. He made it. He went through four levels in 2024, and his year's not done. They've sent him to Sacramento now to get some more at-bats, although the comments that have been made out there haven't ruled him coming back to Richmond. But he's a Northern Virginia kid. He went to Madison High School. He's from Vienna. We got the rare opportunity to see a Virginia player at home, and a guy who could be one of the next faces of baseball if everything goes the way that it's starting to go. And that was pretty crazy to watch that in Richmond that last week at home. You know, there were not only, of course, he had a big cheering section down from Northern Virginia to come see him play, but also just the mob scene of people trying to say hello to him or get an autograph for him or something like that after the game was something that I have not seen in Richmond since I've been here.
That's cool because, you know, you never know where you'll end up in the country or where you'll be playing, and for him to get to be able to do it close to home. It was a nice moment, and probably one the people who were there will be able to say they were there for, hopefully, when he's doing big things in a few years. Trey Wilson, we'll get back to the Squirrels in a second, but I'm on your Twitter, your X page right now. There's a picture of you and Blaine on a roller coaster, it appears. I'm going to need the backstory on this one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So that's actually me and Jake Eisenberg on that roller coaster when Jake was still with us in 2019. We used to have a TV show called Flying Squirrels Insider. And Jake and I, we were in Altoona. It was actually the final episode of that show that ended up being because it got canceled during the pandemic. And Jake is now one of the broadcasters for the Kansas City Royals. And I posted a picture being at Altoona, and he responded with this GIF of him from Flying Squirrels Insider waving as he goes to start the I guess I have to back up even further. There's a roller coaster at the ballpark in Altoona right behind the right field fence.
I love it.
It was built in the 60s. It's wooden. It hurts your back when you're on it. And then, so Jake responded to the thing from Altoona with the little gif of him waving, and I responded with a screenshot of him of him and I on that roller coaster when it hits this drop where all of my spinal everything seized together, hitting this bottom of the thing while we were taping this TV episode. And the look of anguish on my face contrasted by Jake right behind me having the absolute time of his life, as he always was. It was kind of a good summary of the 2019 season of me in pain and Jake just having the time of his life. But that's why he's in the big leagues now.
I'm looking at this picture, and I need our listening audience to know when Trey said there's a roller coaster at the stadium, I think you have a visual. I don't think that visual is strong enough. The roller coaster is literally towering over the right field fence. It's basically in the stadium.
Yeah, there's an amusement park right next door to the ballpark in Altoona that has two roller coasters in it. One of them is the oldest roller coaster in the world, called Leap the Dips, and there's that one called the Skyliner. It wasn't running this year because the whole park went bankrupt and was closed, and they're trying to have somebody buy it and open it. If you have some expendable income and want to take on a big insurance bill and you want to open up an amusement park in Altoona, Pennsylvania, please do, just so that I could ride that thing a couple more times a year when we're up in Altoona. But Yeah, there's literally a roller coaster, and it usually is. This year wasn't the case, but usually it's even running during games. You know, you hear kids in the background of our broadcast screaming as it's going down these drops, and you hear the chains and the wooden roller coaster clanking sounds. It's pretty cool. It's a cool part of their atmosphere.
I love that. I remember, what's the park in Pittsburgh? Kennywood. We were at Kennywood. They had one of those old wooden roller coasters. Like, it's not the drop that gets you. It's the thing where it shakes your body every 4 seconds because it was built back in the 1900s.
Yeah, it's, you know, some of our players will typically go ride it at some point while we're there, except this year because it wasn't open. And, you know, I'll just make sure to tell the pitchers, like, hey, make sure you make your start first. Like, make sure you've got a full recovery week after you ride this thing to get your body right before the next time you have to pitch.
I love it. Trey Wilson, voice of the Richmond Flying Squirrels, one last Tuesdays with Trey as we wrap up the Flying Squirrels season. I'm talking with Dennis Pelfrey, the manager, later today on the Party Time podcast. We'll give the Party Time podcast its plug here. Anything I should be asking or hassling him about during that appearance?
Man, I don't know. I don't want to put him in a bad spot. There's some questions that I'd love to know the answer to that he's not going to answer.
we'll ask him the questions he's all right with answering then, because he's always been great on this show.
Yeah, he's great. He's great with us too. You know, I'd love that. This 2024 season was a unique season, and Pelf is one of the best manager for that type of role that I've ever been around. He understands so many things that go into what we do as an organization, from a front office side, from a promotional side, from a media relations side, more than any manager I've ever worked with, because of his background going through years and years of working in independent baseball. And I've always appreciated it, for one, but it just makes things so unique. And it also, like, he is a winner. They win everywhere he goes. This year was tough on him because he is not used to not winning. This is the first time in a long time that a team that he's managed has not made the playoffs, and it's not happened very many times. And it's the first time in affiliated baseball. So, he's a winner, and he's a guy that I've really enjoyed working with. I hope he's back next year if he wants to be back, as long as, you know, an opportunity like with a big league coaching staff somewhere doesn't open up. I'd love him to take that too. So that's going to be a cool episode. I look forward to hearing it.
That's how we feel about everybody around the Squirrels. We're excited to see them back, and we'll be excited if we don't see them back, because it means that good things are happening in the world of the Flying Squirrels. Trey Wilson, thank you for making time for us every Tuesday amid your busy schedule. Will we see you? I know you've done some basketball and some other stuff in the past. Will we see your name here in the off season?
Maybe I'll be around. I got told to hit the bricks on my basketball gig, so that's not happening this year. But some things pop up. I'll be on social media. I'll be sitting at a concert somewhere on a beach or just sitting out in Goochland watching the deer eat all of the vegetables in the backyard.
Hey, they do that in the city too. We got that problem in Forest Hill as well. Trey Wilson, Tuesdays with Trey, has been a blast. Thank you so much for making the time, and look forward to seeing you around.
Yep, have a good one, Michael. Thanks for having me, and we'll talk to y'all soon.
Awesome. There he goes. Next year, final season at the Diamond as they build the new stadium right next door. It'll be fun to watch the progress on that. We're back with more MP on the mic right after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.